Microphone check. Is this thing really on? Yes, it is. We are here for our third podcast for Unwrapped. And I'm Sanjay.
And I'm Janine.
And today's topic is a real testy one because we have some guests in the studio with us today. Gentlemen.
Ezekwe DeVoe.
From?
From Events for Good People.
Yes.
Soon the new other stuff that I won't announce just yet.
Okay.
And also, of course, Do Say.
Yes.
I am Chris.
Chris. And Chris, who are you, Chris?
Chris.
Chris is Janine's husband. And, you know,
we'll see how this goes throughout the show. We'll revisit this question again, this title.
So, yeah, I mean, this subject came up. And I just said, you know, Janine, you know, looking at some topics, and I thought it was pretty topical. And the topic today is, should spouses travel separately on vacation?
So the whole girl trip, guy trip thing, right?
Yeah, okay. The whole girl trip, guy trip. And recently, Chris was on vacation with his boys, hanging out. And where'd you guys go?
Barcelona, Monaco, Milan.
I mean, don't Paris. Be shy now. Come on. I mean, we were popping bottles. Don't be shy now.
You
want to
stir the pot some more, huh?
I'm just saying. Okay. You were on vacation.
Hey, this is a combo for the storm, so.
He was on vacation, so you went to about like 4 or 5 different European cities.
Countries.
I'm sorry, countries. And I mean, there were cities too, right?
Yes.
So you were having fun, and Janine was home with the kids. Right. And I said, Janine, do you think that spouses should travel separately? So what is, I mean, you guys are married.
So you did say it at that point.
I didn't say it at that point, but for the sake of the podcast.
You made mental note, huh?
For the sake of the podcast, I said, Janine, you know, is this a topic we should discuss? And she said,
honestly, I felt like it was very interesting because despite what you may believe, Sanjay and I did not talk about you taking the trip at all. We talked about what our next subjects were going to be. And so when she said, you know, this whole girl trip, guy trip and couples vacation separately, I said, oh, man.
So that confirmed Sanjay was being messy.
I was not
she
being
was just sitting
messy.
Back, just taking note and was like, oh.
I was not. Because I didn't even know till like way later that, you know,
Sanjay
you were
like
going
that
to...
single homegirl that sees you possibly feeling some way and want to seize the moment
no,
and just come
not
like...
at all.
But
not
Sanjay's
at
not
all.
A single homegirl. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyhow, so
not for long, right?
What is the conversation? What is your take? You guys are a married couple, and you know Chris was on vacation. And how did I mean? Was there a problem? Was it just like, go ahead, honey, you know, have fun with your boys?
I can't remember. I'll let Janine answer that.
So before we go into exactly how I felt about him and I, I think I want to touch on more so how I feel in general about girls and guys and well, husbands and wives vacationing separately.
Okay.
I personally don't like it. I don't agree with it. I think that husbands should travel with their wives, but I feel like wives should be able to take girls' trips.
What so it's kind a double standard.
Double standard. See, this is my problem because I'm with you, actually, believe it or not. Yes, I'm a man and I'm not with guys' trips. I don't really see the purpose. Or girls' trips for my wife, although she has taken one. But I think it's a double standard for sure, because a lot of women say, oh, no guys' trip, but are fine with girls' trips. Please explain that to me, how you can have those two feelings coexist.
Okay. I think that men and women are two totally separate creatures.
She feels she can trust herself but not someone else.
No. I think that women's philosophy for vacation is, oh, we're going to go relax. We may party. We'll have a few drinks. We'll get spa time in. We'll do manicures, patties. You know, a good, clean morally correct trip. And I think that guys are just different creatures. I think that men tend to vacation with other things in mind. You guys want me to be specific about what I think?
What do you mean that they vacation different things in mind?
What exactly do you mean?
I think that women have more self-control and we can get drunk and have a good time and go back home together and be fine. I think that men can get drunk and when they're seen at the table or at the pool or whatever, popping bottles, when the women flock, that now puts them in an awkward position where they now have to say, hey, no, I'm married, walk away. And how often does a man really say that?
Wait a minute. Who gets approached more, men or women?
Thank you.
It depends on what's going on.
Well, I would, it really depends on what's going on.
You because cannot overtalk him.
Thank you. Women, I'm going to answer my own question because we all know the answer. Sure. Women get approached more. So now you gave a scenario where a guy happened to pop a bottle, happened to have a young lady walk up to him, happened to have that uncomfortable moment of shooting her down. How many times do women have to do that every day on no vacation with no bottle?
But that's so easy. How easy is it for a woman to be like, hey, no thanks? We do it. We're used to it. We do it all the time.
There are several women that aren't just turning people down like that. I think that you're speaking from hopefully your perspective. But there are also a lot of women that don't turn it down, you know, because they take the bait, I guess, you know. So you're trying to speak about how you are, but then in turn you're putting me in a box of how someone else possibly is.
So this is how I feel.
Oh, let's hear this because I wonder where this came from.
I feel that men can't have fun, right, with just themselves for a long period of time. At some point in time, there's gonna be like, have some girls come over here. Let's have. It's like when you're in the club, it's not going to be five dudes just popping bottles by themselves like it's just us. It's going to be some point in time one of those dudes are going to say, oh, let's invite those girls over here so we can all have
fun.
Is
that criminal? I'm not saying it's criminal.
What I'm saying is that you start presenting these opportunities. Women can go to the club and it just be five of them and have fun and go home, and that's it.
Do you not understand the scenario, though? So when the guys invite these women over,
yes,
these five women.
I say five women, maybe two, three women.
Okay, so are none of them, and they're by themselves as girls, right?
Do they not
take the solicitation and come over? Or do they leave and go home by themselves like you just said?
No. Wait, hold on. This is apples and oranges. If women go out with each other and they have a table, it is literally just women at that table.
Nobody's saying, yo, let's go get those three attractive dudes and have them come up over here and have fun and dance with us.
You don't have
That's
to because
happening.
Attractive I've dudes are going to come up to you guys because not it's just women.
Yeah, and they may or they may not because they may be intimidated because it's five girls that they're coming up to a crowd.
I've seen women say, call that dude over there in the white tee over here.
Zeke,
yes.
Really?
Yes, come on. Yes, I have.
What?
I'm a promoter, so I've had groups of women say to me, Zeke, who's that?
I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but the odds of it happening is much lesser than it is for a groups of guys that are sitting down, popping bottles on vacation and drinking and having fun and is going to say, right,
but,
let's get some attractive girls over here so we can.
But the women are just scenery. You know, for a group of guys, there may be one or two guys that's really trying to make something happen.
You're gonna say you go out with a group of guys. Somebody's not trying to hit. Somebody's not trying to get a number or something.
But that goes back to what my question was: that criminal.
Is that what criminal?
Criminal is association or, you know what I mean? If socialization, is that criminal?
Okay, hold on. So here,
I'm just asking for a friend, by the way.
It's okay. I'm going to answer for the same friend. Here's where it gets risky for me. And my friends call me Petty Petty. So maybe this is petty.
Yeah.
But for me, the issue then comes in, why are you spending that BG&E money or our bill money or my Gucci money on buying another bitch a drink? Why? She can buy her own drink.
It's being
or get
social.
The single man to buy the drink. It is being social. But look how quiet it got in here.
It got quiet a pin drop.
I know if I'm answering, my situation is unique. I'm supposed to buy everybody drinks, so
I got the same situation too.
Let him finish.
So you know, as a Ducey brand ambassador for Baltimore, for Maryland, of course I'm trying to have everybody sample, taste, and get an affinity for the product.
Is this a plug?
I'm just saying, to giving you a scenario for me. Just now, humbly. For guys, humbly. But for guys in general, I think it's kind of the gentlemanly thing to do if there are women in the vicinity. Like, I've seen men, married men, buy drinks for women and not expect anything, or I don't think there's anything inappropriate about that.
Okay.
Chris buys a round of drinks for everybody, and then he keeps it moving.
Hold on, let me roll. Okay.
I'm glad you added the keep it moving part in the end.
Hold on, though.
I better say, yo, him and Sanjay sitting on the same side of the table is not good.
So then, taking that same theory and rolling it back into our original topic with men vacationing and women vacation separately, so when you're on vacation and this happens, don't you think that you buying the round of drinks for these women who are also on vacation is not now soliciting or making it a more vulnerable situation?
Well, I'm gonna flip it on you then. So you telling me if you and your girls are on a girls trip and a guy offers to buy a round of drinks for y'all, you don't accept it?
Oh, of course I do.
So what's the difference?
It's a difference between because we're not the hunter. We're never the hunter.
But you're the prey. But
you're opening up the door.
That means you're not in control if you're the prey.
Well, first of all, I don't drink, right? So, but I understand. Listen, the thing is, so Chris, you believe that couples should vacation separately?
I think that they should vacation together and separately.
Okay, so you believe in guys trips and girls trips?
Yeah.
Okay, Zeke. What is your stance?
I don't believe in either for married people.
You don't believe for married people should not take vacations separately, and your reasoning why?
Well, for me, it's just about preference. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like in your marriage, hopefully, every day, you know, this is gonna sound corny, but every day should be an opportunity to get to know each other better. So if I'm planning a vacation, unless it's something that guys do, a hiking trip, or we all going to go to a game, World Series, Super Bowl, that's a guy's trip to me. Mm-hmm. If we say, oh, look, we all going mm-hmm. to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to somewhere with, you know, palm trees, I'm not trying to be there with dudes, you know what I'm saying? But that's me. Mm-hmm. But this is my issue. My wife will take a girl's trip mm-hmm. to the DR, and she has, mm-hmm. and with the same logic y'all have, like, well, it's different because girls are not like guys, you know. Women can take a trip and it's just good, clean fun. And to me, it's not even about, it shouldn't even be about the potential of infidelity. It should be about the experience. And I don't get why, if you're happily married, you want to have
an experience with your
great experience without your mate.
Yep.
You know, like I said, and there's stuff that, you know.
Oh, he's such a cancer. So
I actually agree with him to a certain extent, mm-hmm. because there are certain things that Janine and I would like to experience with her, you know? Mm-hmm. But there are other things that I also want to just hang out with my homeboys, you know? And I think that when you have an opportunity to get away, it makes you also appreciate what you left at home, you know what I'm saying? I think that you guys are just viewing this as like straight 21 Savage or Future type relationships. Like, we're just gonna go to Vegas and just go crazy, you know what I mean? Bachelor party style. Not saying that you can't go to Vegas for your bachelor party and have a good innocent time as well.
Because you have.
I had to preface my statement.
He's sort of going down a path.
But literally, I think that you guys underestimate mature men's fun as well. While you do like to have some fun and have maybe, you know, get it going and get it turned up a little bit, but there's also a good time where you can just chill, relax, just share dialogue and just talk about other stuff. Like, everything doesn't have to be on 100 all the time. I think that you guys take those isolated situations and make it the majority of the trip.
So can I reason why I make it a majority? Because I'm single, so mm-hmm. I've always been the home girl. Right. So I get the stories, right? Mm-hmm. I have the married men friends, right? Who mm-hmm. where I get the stories. So I always get the
snitches.
You call them snitches, but they're my friends and they've never had infidelity issues in their marriage, right? Because their wives don't know. They have, you know, so they go on these trips to Brazil and to Dominican Republic. So
can I insert right inject right there? Because I was talking to my buddies about that, and they was like, yeah, we should probably go to, like, the DR. And I was like, yeah, that's probably one I'm not going to be able to swing. I know certain mm-hmm. guy trips I can take, and then certain ones are off limits. Brazil, I'm not going to be able to make. DR, I'm not going to be able to make. Because you know when you go to Brazil, and I'm not trying to mess this up for anybody who has a planned vacation in Brazil. However, that's not one that I would particularly put myself in. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Say what?
Why not?
Bro, do you know I'm from the hood? I'm not about to drop a dime. Like,
no, he's not about to get this out
of here. Brazil and DR like, are known
they have a certain name recognition or behavior that is associated with those places. And me as a loving husband that endears you, I would not go there.
Okay. But so, as I said, I've always been the female friend with the male friends that take the, they take these vacations and their wives are like, oh, they're golfing. You know, they're golfing. Oh, they're just hanging with their friends. Oh, I don't want to go on that trip because there's no shopping there for me. And I'm just like looking at them like,
well, I tell you, honestly, okay. I know some guys that say those trips make them better husbands. And I know that sounds crazy. You're probably going to get 1,000 comments on that. But
after they wild out, I'm going to be a better husband now.
Well, I know.
Yo, I came back
but
on
I know
some
guys
love,
that like once a year, they
some
go
real
away.
Emotional stuff when I came back. So please don't.
No.
Make my period.
I was talking to somebody just the other day who goes to Thailand once a year.
Ooh.
And he's into Thai women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
love you long time.
No, he's married.
Okay.
And does the whole shebang, but comes back.
Wait, what's the whole shebang? Can you be more
no
specific?
This is a radio show.
No, are we not talking? I'm not understanding.
He's talking that he's into Thai women, so he's married, but he goes there and he has his fun with Thai women.
And is his wife aware of this, or is this like
he feels like she knows,
but she turns a blind eye.
Right.
Okay. Proceed. I'm sorry, I just wanted clarity.
So,
I hope
but
his brother's not tuning in.
But he is, in his wife's opinion, a very good husband. And he said it helps to kind of like, you know, set him straight for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And I know brothers like that too, far as the Brazil and DR thing.
I'm telling you.
Like, they
you
feel
to
like.
Up to come back home, right?
Like that's their annual checkup, you know.
And they go wild out and come home and be great husbands when come back
and
with
great because it's
guilt,
not easy to
the
be,
guilt, you know. So they come back loving
right.
and
gift bearing,
and those kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yo, you guys are making Janine think right now
because no.
I came back loving and gift bearing yesterday. Yo, you guys are not
sorry.
Helping my case.
No. But
sorry.
Like you said, the space apart can have the same impact without, you know, any. Inappropriate activity, you know, space, you know, absence can make the heart grow fonder. But I, you know, my thing is that I guess you just have to know yourself and know your circles. And, you know, I do know guys who are like Chris, who really, you know, have like that bromance, you know, brothers that they grew up with or whatever have you. And, you know, brothers happen to be blessed and able to afford the opportunity to do something exceptional, you know, rather than, you know, just going to the Super Bowl. They say, hey, let's go to Spain.
Keep in mind, we did go to the Grand Prix race. That was the essence of the trip.
Which, okay. Well, so that's a guy's thing to do. Racetrack, you know,
car
race, you can fast car. You don't get more guy than that. So I think, you know, if you get your husband trying to go to a tropical island, that's, you know, that may be something to raise antenna to. But if he's going to, you know, to see a car race, sporting event.
I was on a date last Friday, and I brought this up because I was like, oh, should we, you know, and we were having a conversation, and he's like,
so
you don't believe
there's more than one co-conspirator for this topic.
No,
huh?
he said to me, he's like, so you don't believe in guys trips to like Vegas or Miami? And I'm like, Vegas and Miami, that's where people lower their inhibitions. Like, that's where what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Miami stays in Miami. No, I don't believe in that. Like, don't. I mean, and maybe I'm tainted because I do have married male friends, and a good amount of men that I know who are married do their dirt. And it may happen once. It may happen twice. It may not be a continuous thing where they're going on DR all the time. Right. But it's happened throughout their marriage or whatever it may be. And it's just like, it happens, but they put themselves in that position. They put themselves in that position because people do go there to, at those to those places, and it is fun, have party, drinking, talking, and next thing you know, is whatever, and you got somebody's so-and-so in someone's mouth.
What about the women,
like, you know,
though?
It happens.
What about the women?
There are women who are saying, hey, you know, I'm going to Miami to have fun, or to Vegas, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It depends on what's going on with their marriage. But usually those things happen when there's issues within the marriage, and the wife is just like,
why do y'all have a justification?
Maybe it's bias
for the women.
Maybe it's bias, but I don't feel like if a husband is being a great husband and a woman just goes down and just has some freaky sex, you know, just because usually if they're doing that, it's because they're unhappy with a situation.
But she's still married.
I'm not saying that it's wrong, but it's. I'm just saying it happens. So you could have a great wife. You could have a great wife who does everything, and a man just go do that. Mm-hmm. Like,
Sandra, I'm starting to question your circle of friends, though. Like, literally, I think your story is more a reflection of the people you hang around versus guys
and
in general.
Do you understand? They would be considered good husbands, like. They've never had any issue within their marriage. They've been married for so many years, and their wives have no clue what goes on. It's just because I'm the female friend that I get the dirt.
So here's my thing about it. I really think that I don't really see the issue. You know, I think that where people get uncomfortable, and not speaking for you, Zeke, or anyone else, but I think that where people get uncomfortable, sometimes they have insecurities or trust issues in their relationship. So if the traditional idea is that if you go to Vegas, you're just going to be this hoe as a guy, you know what I mean? That may be true in some cases of some person, but you have to be aware of who you're actually married to and their tendencies and stuff like that, you know? So you can't judge with what the average person would do versus what your spouse would do. You got to know who your spouse is and know what their commitment and their investment to your relationship is, and know what they value more and what they value less.
No, I don't agree.
No?
No. I feel like most women that get cheated on thought they knew their husband. And then it's that surprise moment. Oh my gosh, you're a stranger. I didn't know who I was married to.
I wouldn't say that's most.
A lot of times. A lot of times, the first time they get cheated on, they find out what the situation is, they thought they knew that person. You can go into a situation completely blind and think that everything's fine, and then next thing you know, they had a freaknik trip. A whole situation.
But that type of issue doesn't really require a trip.
No, it doesn't.
So if we're discussing trust issues in relationships, or we discussing guys' trips and girls trips, to me, my only argument is, because like I said, I don't have a desire for a guy's trip, but my only issue is just being fair on both sides. Like, you can't have an issue with a guy's trip and then want a girl's trip. Now if you say, babe, I'm gonna take a girl's trip, why don't you take a guy's trip? And I say, nah, I'm good, that's not my thing. That's cool, that's consistent. You're somebody who advocates for some vacation time, some time apart. But you can't say, I'm going to DR, but you can't. That's hypocritical.
And I don't think your justification can be because what you've heard Sanjay or other people say about what guys do on vacation. I just don't feel like that's a fair, like, that's not equal, that's not individualized to me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it should be consistent on both ends. If you're against guys' trips, you should be against girls' trips.
Now, does it matter who you go with?
That is true. That's a good point. Like, certain women.
So, can I go on a guys' trip with a certain group of guys, but not another group of guys? Can I be skeptical about you going on with a certain group of girls versus another group?
No, I think there are different groups of friends. I wouldn't say it's all men. I'll say a name because it's in a positive sense. My friend Terrence, of City of Gods, he went to Vegas to promote his brand. On a big fashion thing in Vegas. His wife had no concern, and nobody else did. Nobody thought twice about it. But if some other guys had went to Vegas, it would have probably been some rumbling. Mm-hmm. So I think there are men who have kind of qualified themselves, what they've demonstrated in their marriage, what they've demonstrated in public, where they can take a trip to Vegas and deserve that naivety. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say it's all guys. And like I said, you got women. Now, your justification is, well, those women are not happy in their marriage, or they have an issue, whatever. Whatever it is, the women are still married. But there are women who go to on a trip or go right down to DC and behave inappropriately. So I think it's important to know that there's inappropriate people and there's appropriate people. It's not a guy woman thing.
I mean, listen, it is about your spouse. It is about the trust. It is about your relationship that you have with your spouse, right? And it's an understanding. So
and not only the relationship you have with your spouse, because I think this is what Janine was speaking to about women who were shocked, because it also depends on how you were raised. Because I know men who were raised that this is what guys do. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be able to have a good, clean, pure relationship with you and not even rub their conscience because their fathers did it, their grandfathers did it. This is what guys do. Once a year, they go on a trip. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But I think now, you know, we in the generation where a lot of people were raised by their mothers, you know, people are having different experiences. So it's causing people to kind of think about things differently or not in the traditional differences between men and women. And on the flip side, that same impact that I just, you know, described with men, women are going through, where old school women were raised, no matter what he does, you stay, you keep your legs closed, you're a good woman, you keep your virtue, where that's not how a lot of women are being raised now. They're being raised, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
If he acting up, you go get yours.
You're going to do the same thing. Yes.
So
he go to the club, I'm going to the club. Right. Like, yes.
So to me, it really is about equality. You know, like let's, you know, whatever those people do in that relationship, they agree upon, they discuss if that works for them. But I'm never going to say, oh, men can't do this, but women can, because I know women who are worse than men.
That's the part they don't want to talk about.
And I'm not, listen, I agree that I have some friends who I'm like, huh?
Right. Yeah, let's talk about your female friends.
Right. I keep no, you want to talk about yes. a male friend.
All this information keeps coming back to Sanjay Pierce Circle, yo.
The majority of people that, when it comes to my married female friends and my married male friends, I mean, yeah. And I said they are viewed as great husbands. You would never know. It's just their dirty little secret they keep in the back.
So, but you never answered my question.
What
is it okay if he goes with a certain group of guys, or is it just dead? Period.
I'm sure he doesn't want to go with the group of guys you want him to go with.
I'm just asking, but I'm asking you your perspective. Is right? it if he goes with these guys, it's okay versus these guys, or is it just not acceptable at all?
I don't think it's acceptable.
Janine.
That's a tough one. I mean, in my opinion, I feel like it's not acceptable at all. But because you have to know who you're married to, and like in my case, I know who I'm married to, you like to take these trips. It would make me more comfortable if you went with a certain group of guys that I felt comfortable with. It's almost like the compromise for me, like meeting in the middle. I'm not going to say you can never take a trip because you at least go with the good guys.
Or what you that's perceive real. As the good guys because of Sanjay's.
That's true. I perceive as the good guys, because then what I don't know doesn't hurt me. But if you go with the sluttiest, worst male thotty friends that you have, yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to raise an eye. Like, I'm going to be like, wait, hold on.
But here's the thing, though. I think we're putting too much focus on a vacation, because while a vacation does create less supervision, if that person is that person, that person's always going to be that person. You don't have to give them a vacation to be that person.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Why are we now breaking this down to a vacation? Like, why can't this person?
I tell you something my father told me. When I was in Morgan, I joined this organization called the Gentleman Equality, and it was all about, it was like a revolutionary organization, you know, conscious group about self-development.
You was like a Black Panther on the low?
On the low.
That's why you promote .com,
right? But I went through a phase, you know, with not eating any meat. I didn't want to do it permanently, but just for self-discipline. And also, I went through a period where I said I wanted to try to get through a semester abstaining from sex. And I remember sharing with my father. My father's old school, so he thought I was crazy. First off, but after he got over his jokes. He said, well, son, if this is really something you want to do, he said, I'm going to give you a tip. He said, if you really hope to be successful in this thing, you need to practice avoidance and not resistance. And he repeated that about three more times. He said, you hear me? Avoidance and not resistance. And sometimes I think, you know, that same approach is applicable to kind of being the kind of man you want to be. Certain stuff you just want to avoid. Like you said, just like you said, you wouldn't go to the DR trip. You're gonna say, you're gonna pass on a Brazil trip.
It's this. I tell Janine, it's the thing that I guess can keep people faithful is not necessarily your what you're attracted to. You know what I mean? It's not that you wouldn't be attracted to somebody. You got to be able to control your environment. The more you can control your environment, the better off you are. You know, mm-hmm. like if you wait till it's too late, or if you know what I mean, like if you wait till it's too late, or you've already created this, it's going down environment that you have lost control of, and that now things can lead to the next, then it's tough. But if you can control your environment and mitigate that prior to it getting there, mm-hmm. then that's half the battle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody lusts the same, or if it's a pretty girl, every guy's gonna feel the same way about it. That's not, you know what I mean? That's not abnormal. It's just how you approach the situation or how you manage your environment with that around.
True, but certain environments are more conducive to interacting one way or the other. You know, like if you're sitting in a business office, you know, in a business meeting, just to give an extreme example, it's gonna be less likely, you know, that there's an inappropriate exchange. But if y'all are both at a dark club drinking, you know, back
people's inhibitions get lowered.
I understand that, but you have to understand your situation and your environment. So you can't let things get to a point where your impulse will overly take over and that you lose control for your environment. So do I think that you can't be out and socialize with somebody? Yeah, if it's all just, hey, what's going on? You want to drink, whatever. And it's dead at that. But if I'm saying, hey, come back to my room after this and we're going to talk about, you know, Jesus and how, you know what I mean, and Moses, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to be fooling myself that of something that's going to happen that it's not.
I understand what you're saying, but I do feel like avoidance starts before that. It starts before the get back to your room.
It starts before you get on the flight.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've kind of, I guess, discussed this topic when having different outlooks and views. And I do agree with what Ezekwe said, and from a marriage perspective of you wanting to share certain experiences with your spouse, you know, more than you would want anyone else. And it does put you, when you do start getting into these guy trips and girl trips, those are experiences that you're sharing with other people and not sharing with the person that you're supposed to be, as you said, getting closer and closer and learning every single day in your marriage. So I do understand that perspective, and that's a different kind of perspective from someone who's not married, single, looking at it and being like, that's the way I want my husband to think, you know what I mean? Because, you know, but
hey,
but,
babe, I think the same way. I just ain't saying I was thinking it, you know what I mean? But we've already done that several years, so now I just, you know what I mean? It's sloppy seconds.
And I, you know, yes, said you've gone to Grand Prix with him and experienced that. No, yes,
no.
I'm sorry, not. It was Monica.
You ruining my man. Right.
Sorry, I thought it was Monaco. No. But you guys have gone to Monaco and to
just
Nice,
not the Grand Prix,
and just not the Grand Prix.
She's not into race cars, you know.
Yeah, she's not into race cars.
Neither is he.
That's fair. Sweaty, just not what she wants to be.
Okay. Well, anyway, so now we have to deal with our marriage chronicles, and Janine has a quick little tidbit, but it's brought to you by
House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. If you or someone you know are suffering from thinning hair, contact House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. They specialize in hair restoration, customized strengthening, and scalp treatments. Take advantage of their free consultations for the entire month of May. Call 443-600-8395 to schedule your consultation, and cheers to total hair restoration. So, Chris and I, we debate about something at least once a week. Would you agree, babe?
Did you say once?
At minimum, once a week. And one of our recent debates was when him and I go out, or even if I go out with my friends and I would come back home, before I get into bed with him, I like to wrap my hair, take off my makeup, change my outfit, and actually get comfortable for various reasons. For one, you know, if you've been out partying or drinking or even just dinner, you're tired. You're tired of the lashes. You want to rip them off. You want to wipe the foundation off. You don't want it on your white sheets. And several times he said to me, dang, you went out looking like Halle Berry, but now I get to sleep with Aunt Jemima.
Cranberry.
And so while we have two guys here today, I thought it would be funny and fun to just kind of talk about what your opinion is on that and why is it such a big deal? Why can't I put on my nightie? Why can't I wrap my hair? Why can't I take off the lashes?
I feel like I like the person I saw out. Not saying I, first of all, you're always beautiful to me.
I'm like, you better clean that up, boy.
But when you get dressed up, I mean, it's even better, you know? So when I see you out and I'm intrigued and I'm, you know, turned on or I'm there with you, when I get home, that's the person I want to, like, continue that what I started that visual with, you know what I mean? When I saw you, if we can be frank, if I'd have saw you out in the bonnet, I probably wouldn't have been like, yeah, I'm ready to leave. Let's leave this place early. I'd be like, we can stay till the close. You know what I mean? But literally, so I want that experience with that person that I saw. Like, why would you put on all this makeup, get dressed up and all this other stuff for everybody else to show yourself in fab form for everyone else?
Well, hold on. Correction.
But then when we get home, you just obviously don't care about me because you just went and put on a trash bag and, you know what I'm saying?
Correction. I do not put on a bonnet.
You've done better.
No, I do not put on a bonnet. No. And I do not necessarily just go to bed in hooping shorts and a t-shirt. I still look presentable, but it doesn't mean that I necessarily have to go to bed with a full face of makeup and my hair that I just got done still out.
But then here's also the issue. By the time it takes you to do that, if the I've already been drinking, I am tired and I'm probably asleep. The mood is gone. Like then, and I'm like just probably dozed off.
I do agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like when we hit the door and I see you that way, I don't want no excuses. Like you got to figure if we've been out, we've probably been out for about 4 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around a beautiful woman for 4 hours. So I'm not trying to wait another 30 minutes now that we have that environment that has been created. You know what I mean?
I do feel you on that. I mean, it's not necessarily every time because, of course, you know, it's you know, we're not in our 20s anymore. But when it's a nice event, you know, I'm like, why even go upstairs? You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as we get in, you know, in the house. So I agree with that. But I think it's our duty as men, too, to kind of be more assertive. You know what I'm saying? I think as we get married, we kind of get more, you know, everything becomes more mutual, you okay. know? So we're not.
So you put a bonnet on too?
No, what I mean is.
you put a do-rag on.
No, what I mean is by who asserts. You know, sometimes like, you ain't getting it to that bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Unless you pee on me, you getting it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Y'all so freaky. So I said unless.
On the beach. But yeah, I think, you know, it's up for us to assert. But I do agree with some of the regular maintenance women kind of slow down with after a while. This is going to get me in trouble. But I don't, you know, the whole show, you know, maybe not, I understand sometimes, you know. But
what are you saying? Come on, you keep
dancing around. Come on, over to the dark side with me, Z.
I might as well, right?
Yeah, come on, man.
No, I think some things women start doing less.
Like?
When they get married.
Like what?
You know, general.
Head? Are you talking about head? Yeah. I mean, damn. Like, come on.
I was talking about landscaping, but you. Well, damn.
He's talking about waxing. Okay.
That's a good point, too. You know, now that you mention it.
See, now, like, I do agree. Like, before, when you first meet the woman, if she spends the night for the first time, there's no way she's putting a bonnet on, bro. Like, there's absolutely no chance that she's putting a bonnet on.
No, stop using the word bonnet. I do not wear
a bonnet. A scarf. There's no way you're wearing a scarf. You're gonna ride it out, even if you gotta sleep with your fist on your hand, your face on your fist, so your head doesn't hit the pillow.
Her hair looks a mess the next day.
No, she's gonna sleep so that it doesn't. You know what I mean?
So I'm just not gonna sleep.
I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm just saying that things do change over time. And only thing that I'm saying is that I think when you get dressed up, you look wonderful, and I would have liked to appreciate or share an experience with that person that looks wonderful as well.
So is there any time that you kind of like put on a lingerie and be sexy?
Yes. And I think that I don't think that
a 90 classifies as a no. lingerie.
I don't wear 90s all the time. So what I'm saying is, yes, there are times where I feel like, yeah, you let your hair down, you put on the lingerie, and you do your makeup, and you, you know, entertain your man. But what I also think is that every time you go out, you shouldn't be required to then, just because you went out looking that way, to also have sex that way. I think that you should be allowed to wrap your hair so that it's not sweaty for the next day, or take your makeup off so your white sheets aren't brown.
No, but that's like you go car shopping and you get to see, and the person is selling you a Ferrari.
Well, then you can't be on your white sheets.
And then when you get... Hey, yo, we can buy more sheets.
I know.
If it's worth it, you can buy more sheets. But like, literally, that's like somebody's... You go in car shopping and they sell you a Ferrari, and then you get home and it's a Prius. You know what I'm saying? An old one.
Dang.
A lemon.
Did you? Jeez, you just call her a Prius and she takes off her makeup?
My natural state?
No. I'm just saying, it's like, yo, you damn, that did something. But that's not what I'm saying. I was literally saying,
No. Well, no, but I went in Chris's
defense.
You want
the product that you seen. Like, I want that product. I don't want to get this. I don't want to buy this pay-per-view HD thing and then get the SD version. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you're making it worse. But I get your point. Because, see, one of the good things, and this is why I started doing these couples events, plugs.
Yeah.
But you get to be around other couples and learn about yourself in a relationship and realize, you know, certain things are not that bad. So really, what Chris is saying is not that bad. It's the repetition has been pretty much the hair, the bonnet. And all men have their pet peeves,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I know some dudes, their wife could be having underarm hair popping, and they don't care. I'm like, I don't ever want to see underarm hair popping out my wife.
What does she use deodorant though?
Ever. I don't care what the hell she uses.
Well, I guess we will have to see what happens as we get older, and because it doesn't matter after a while,
well,
right?
No, what I'm saying is we each have
matters. It always matters.
Yeah, I think every man has their pet peeve, and I think women probably do too. So, like, his thing may be the bonnet, but she may be able to woof a little extra. I may not be cool with the
hair.
Be cool with the extra hair, but I don't mind the bonnet. I think, you know, you kind of figure out what your man's pet peeve is and adjust what you let go based on.
So what we've learned is, Janine, after the club, let it go. So
keep
Chris does not
on.
No, don't let
on
it go.
You know what I mean? Just let it go. Now, don't be concerned about getting dressed, you know, de-dressed.
Don't go to bed.
And his butt will stay off these guy strips.
That might be a fair compromise.
Wait a minute. That's a good deal.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on our third podcast. We have some really good stuff coming up. And this episode was brought to you by
House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. If you or someone you know are suffering from thinning hair, contact House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. They specialize in hair restoration, customized strengthening, and scalp treatments. Take advantage of their free consultations for the entire month of May. Call 443-600-8395 to schedule your consultation, and cheers to total hair restoration.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Nice.